大概这个一个多月前
，About a month ago，
有个老弟兄问我，
There was an elderly，
我有一个老弟兄问了一个问题，他说啊，为什么我们要爱主
？Said why do we need to love the Lord？
后来有一个年轻的姊妹问我
，And then another younger sister asked me，
他说什么叫做爱
？What is love？
哦，我还没被人问过什么叫做爱。
I've never been asked what is love。
我说你不知道什么叫做爱。
And I said, you don't know what is love.
他说你怎么定贵叫爱
？And he said, how do you define love？
我就问他，你谈过恋爱了没有
？And I said, have you fallen in love？
他说没有。
And she said no.
OK， 没有，那我没办法再讲下去了。
And so I couldn't continue.
那叫如果你谈恋爱的话
，If you have fallen in love，
特别是男士们
，especially for the men，
哇，全心全意就是想着他。
And all they think about is the woman.
Lady. 你就想呢要怎么使她高兴。
And all they think about is how to make her happy.
或者帮助她成就她想成就的。
Or how to help her achieve what she wants to.
我就想起来啊我跟 Sherry 交往的时候。
And so I think back to when I was courting Sherry.
这个女孩子都喜欢花。
And of course, girls like flowers.
我告诉你，我教过一些女孩子，但是她是我第一个送花的。
I have other friends, but she was the first one whom I gave flowers.
不知道送什么，哇，大家喜欢玫瑰，送一颗玫瑰花。
And so I gave her a rose.
后来啊，我发现哇，玫瑰花好贵啊。
Then I found out roses are expensive.
我就送康乃馨。
And so I gave her carnation.
便宜一点。
Cheaper.
那结婚后。
And then after we got married.
哦，她那些花，她会把它倒转变干花。
And what she does is she dries the flowers.
因为她很想把花存留久一点。
She wants to prolong the flowers and keep them.
那是不是以后要送浇花？
And so I said, maybe I should.
我家有玻璃的花，那可以存很久的。
Plastic or glass flower, they can last a long time.
所以我说，什么能够存很久呢
？And so I said, what can last forever?
送一张卡片，上面有花。
So maybe a card with flowers.
那卡片好像太廉价。
But card is like too ordinary.
Too cheap.
Cheap.
Yeah. 后来我在网上买了个音乐盒，倒是有一朵花。
So then I bought some like a musical thing with a flower on it.
那以后就很多年不用送花。
And so then I don't have to give flowers.
因为她就整天听那个音乐盒，应该还蛮温馨的。
So then she can just listen to the music and be happy with that.
你知道，她后来发现，哎，这个先生，这个花一直在降价。
And then the flowers kept becoming cheaper.
我是 cheaper, I'm cheaper. 我一直在降那个价。
Oh, you become cheaper.
那个代价太大。
Because the price is too high.
所以他呢，就去 Home Depot 买玫瑰花的种子。
And so she went to Home Depot to buy the rose seeds.
他就种在我们的前院。
And then planted in front of our house.
不用你送，我每年都有的看。
So you don't have to give me flowers anymore. I'll have flowers every year.
哇，这是我的故事，不要学。
This is my story, but don't.
特别那些男生啊，你找不到太太。
You might not find a wife that way.
但是你发现哈，我们今天就算我们来到我们蛮喜欢的人面前。
So today, if we come before people whom we like,
我们基本上不是很认识他。
And we don't know the person very well.
我们用我们的方法想要他喜欢。
And we use our own method to please this person.
我们没有花时间说究竟他喜欢什么。
We do not spend time to find out what the person.
也有可能因为你去找出他喜欢什么，那个代价可能很大。
And maybe when you find out what the person really likes, the cost is
very high. 所以你不愿意付那个代价。
And you're not willing to pay the price.
我被这两位问了我这个问题之后。
When I was asked by these two persons,
我里面就有个负担，愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通一下，谈一谈什么叫做爱主。
I want to share with brothers and sisters what is loving the Lord.
为什么我们会爱主？
Why do we love the Lord?
究竟那个关键在哪里？
What is the key to that?
我们读一节圣经好不好？
Let's read the Bible passage.
可能很多圣经节是你们都喜欢的。
And maybe most of this Bible
你们都常常读的。
And you read this a lot.
我们翻到马太福音第二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音第二十二章第三十七。
37 and 38. Matthew
22:37-38.
Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment.
我们发现当我们劝一个人信主的时候
We discover when we tell another person to believe in
the Lord 或者圣经讲到信主的事
Or when the Bible talks about believing in the Lord
他说好像约翰福音三章说叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
For example, in John, it says whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life
但是你在圣经里面所有讲信的都没讲过要尽你所能的去信
But it doesn't say to believe with all your heart.
他没有说你要信，他只要你信。
It just say believe.
但是讲到爱，主耶稣在这里说，最大的诫命是要你尽你所能的去爱他。
But when it talks about love, it talks about all your heart.
他要你全人的投入。
It wants to have the whole person
committed to it. 他要你要尽心、尽意、尽力来爱主你的神。
Why it says with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
有个小女孩有一天等妈妈回来。
There was a little child who waits for the mom to come home.
我很久妈妈回来了。
And then finally the mom.
妈妈去买菜。
The mom went shopping for groceries.
那她回来看到妈妈抱着一个大西瓜。
And so she saw the mom carried a big watermelon.
我妈妈忙啊，就抱着那个西瓜走进来了。
And the mom carried the watermelon in the house.
这个小女孩说：“妈妈爱西瓜，妈妈不爱宝宝。”
And then the child said, "Mom loves watermelon because she's hugging the watermelon, but does not love me."
她一直就讲到后来哭了。妈妈爱西瓜，妈妈不爱宝宝。
And then she said, "Mom loves the watermelon, but not me."
So, 妈妈哇听得好难过
And the mom was very sad about it.
赶快把西瓜摆下来
And so she laid down the watermelon.
她说宝宝过来妈妈爱你
And then she said, come here, my child, I love you.
她就问那个小女孩啊她说你觉得妈妈爱你多少呢
And she said, how much does mom love you?
她想一想这么多
And the child think of a while.
妈妈说不止这么多不止他妈妈只说这么多、
she said,
那他的小女孩说只有这么多
okay, the child said only this much and the mom said not only this much
他说大一点这么多
says more, and said,
妈妈说不止这么多
and she said,
他说这么多
and said, maybe this much?
妈妈说不止这么多
and said, no.
这小女孩急了究竟妈妈在问什么、啊、
and then the child was worried like what is she really asking
后来哭了他说妈妈这么多爱宝宝
And then she said, oh, it's this much.
这个妈妈说是我是把你全然的爱你
And then the mom said, yes, I totally love you.
我什么叫尽我们所能的去爱我们的主
Now, what does it mean to love the Lord with all
the 我们的主要求是我们全然的爱他
The Lord demands that we love.
就像那个妈妈问那个女孩，要她知道妈妈爱你是全然的爱你。
And that's what the mom is asking the girl. She wants the girl to know that the mom loves her with her whole being.
圣经里面给我们看见彼得的一个故事。
The Bible shows us the story of Peter.
主耶稣问彼得，你爱我吗？
And the Lord asked Peter, do you love me?
他再问，你爱我比这些更多吗？
And then he asked again, do you love me more than this?
你看到主耶稣非常看重关心究竟我们爱不爱他。
The Lord is really concerned about whether we love him or not.
彼得刚刚那时候打了好多鱼，好成功了。
And Peter was very successful.
因为他是渔夫，所以那是他的职业。
He was a fisherman and that was his job.
他在他职业里面非常的成功。
And he was a successful person in his job.
对，主就在那个时候问他说，你爱我比你所有的成功多吗？
And at that point, the Lord asked him, do you love me more than all this stuff?
主耶稣今天同样的问题在问我。
And the Lord asked us the same
question. 你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我比你现在的追求多吗？
Do you love me more than the things you are pursuing?
我们从读圣经里面我们发现爱主这件事不是可有可无的。
We found out that this thing about loving the Lord is not something that we can do without.
因为这是主要我们爱他的。
Because this is what the Lord.
所以第一点，我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通的，爱主这件事是主要我们爱他的。
So the first thing I want to mention is that loving the Lord is something that the Lord wants from us.
第二个。
And number two.
为什么我们今天会不爱主？
Why do we not love the Lord today?
为什么我们今天这个就是爱主蛮困难的呢？
Why is it very hard for us to love the Lord?
时间关系，圣经很多我不读哈。这个圣经里面提到说，好像提摩太后书提到说，爱宴乐不爱神。
In Timothy it says he loved pleasure and do not love God.
在约翰一书里面说，你爱世界，爱父的心就不在你里面了。
In 1 John says, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他讲说，你的心在哪里，你的财宝就在哪里。
And the Lord said, where your heart is, your treasure, where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
所以圣经里面很多的地方说，如果我们追求世上所有的安逸与快乐。
And if we look for all the comfort and happiness in this world.
我们爱主的心基本上会越过活着，根本就不存在了。
And then our love will go away or it will not even be there.
我们越靠近这个世界，我们对神的心就越远离。
The closer we are to this world, the farther we are from God.
我遇到一个年轻的学生，这个问我一个问题。
Another young student also asked me this question.
他说自我信主之后，我一下子热，一下子冷。
After I believe the Lord, sometimes I'm cold, sometimes I'm hot.
不是身身体冷啊，对主一下子很热心，一下子很冷淡。
And this is his heart towards the Lord.
他一下子他又好像很上，一下子很低。
Sometimes he's on a high place and sometimes he's down.
我问为什么我信主之后是这样的光景
？Why is my condition such way?
你要知道，我们会整天上上下下。
We might be up and down,
忽冷忽热
cold and hot,
乃是我们的心被地上的物质占有太多了。
And it is because our heart is occupied by
不要小看世界上这个占有的事情。
Do not belittle these things of occupation.
因为这个占有太有力了。
Because of being occupied, this is very, this.
我们一旦被占有，我们不容易离开的。
If we are occupied, it's hard for us to get away.
所以你发现保罗对年轻的提摩太说，你要逃避少年的私欲。
And that's why Paul told Timothy that he should be far flee from youthful lust.
这个看起来好像蛮消极的。
This seems to be very negative.
但是你要知道，这个占有是大事情。
But you need to realize that this is a serious matter.
所以保罗对提摩太说，你要逃避少年的私欲。
That's why Paul said you need to flee from youth.
但是我们感谢主，保罗没停在那里。
But Paul did not stop there.
他说你要与那倾心祷告主的人一同追求。
But you need to be those who are holy for the Lord.
这是积极的。
And this is the positive side.
所以第一个，我们要不被厌乐。不被世界把我们占有，我们要第一步逃。第二个，好好与倾心爱主的一同追求。
We should not be occupied by pleasure and comfort of this world. We need to flee from youthful lust, and we need to be with those who are holy for the Lord.
所以这个为什么会不爱主的第二点。
Second point about whether why we cannot love the Lord.
很多时候是当初信主的时候不清楚。
And that's because at that time when you believe, you're not clear.
英文有一个字很好，叫 genuine belief, genuine faith. 我不知道中文怎么讲，就是说你当初信主的时候是非常清楚的得救的。
We talk about genuine faith and genuine belief in God when you first believe.
今天很多人所谓说我信主，当初信主不够珍惜。
Many people today say they believe, but they're not really clear and genuine when they first believe.
我们今天我们说我信耶稣为了上天堂。
Today we say we believe because we want to go to heaven.
我们今天信耶稣说我要今生一切的福乐，信耶稣得到。
And we want to enjoy all the blessings by believing in Jesus.
所以我们今天好，跟主祷告，好像就看，哎，这灵不灵啊？哎，这是不灵嘛？这个祷告他不听，哎，那个灵了，这就听我信。So
what we're concerned about is whether he answered our prayer. If today he answered our prayer, oh, he's great. If not, he's not so great.
我们知道这不叫相信我们的主。
If this is the case, it's not real believing in our Lord.
We need
to know that the Lord paid a great price to
redeem us.
We are not deserving, and yet the Lord seek us out.
我就想到我们弟兄啊，常见弟兄过去来，有人提醒我，刚好一年前他在这里跟我们讲的。
Our brother Tang Jian was here with us a year ago. Sharing with us,
告诉我们不要当路旁土,
that we should not be the wayside soil.
我们听到, 这个不错,
maybe we think we hear the message and we said, oh, that's not bad.
圣经怎么讲到路旁, 鸟就把它, 你刚听的,
because the seeds that are on the wayside are eaten by the birds.
你问自己, 我有多少时候听到主的话, 下一分钟太快了，下一个钟小时之后已经忘记刚刚讲什么。
How many times we listen to the Lord's word and then after an hour we have already forgotten about it?
当我们来读马太福音13章，它除了有路旁土之外，
aside from the wayside soil,
它也讲到在石头上，石头上的。
And there are those seeds that fell on the rock.
它说石头上的土是浅的。
The soil on the rock is very thin.
他听到一些道，觉得很好，哇，好高兴啊。
So one who received the word was very happy with it.
但是呢，我一旦遇到困难，我根本把主都忘记了。But
then when they encounter hardship, they forget the Lord.
为什么？因为土浅，根很浅。And
it's because there's thin soil and the roots cannot.
太阳一出来，一晒就干掉了。After
the sun came out, the roots are dried up.
我们今天。 如果是这样，这个路旁跟石头的话，
today if we're seeds that are felt on the wayside or on the rock,
那我们今天基督徒的生活是一个非常肤浅的生活。
Then we have a very shallow type of Christian life.
我们只有外面好像来到主里主面前，里面基本上是肤浅的。
And then on the outward we're coming to the Lord, but inward we're very shallow.
所以我们今天能够在这件这个对主。 这个为什么会没有爱？我们第一个要先自己搞清楚，我真的清楚蒙恩的救。So
the first thing we need to look into is what if we do not love the Lord is whether we're really saved.
罗马书第8章里面讲了一句话，说圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
In Romans it says the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
我们真的属主，你要知道，你里面告诉你我是属主的。
If you belong to the Lord, the inside in your spirit will tell you that you belong to the Lord.
这个生命是有力量的。And
this life is strong.
这个生命能够把我们引到他面前去的。This
life will lead you to Himself.
我们不爱主，我在这个我在讲一点哈，不爱主的结果是什么？
What is the consequence or result of not loving the Lord? 我们看
这些圣经哈，哥林多前书第十六章。
First Corinthians 16。
我想大家也很熟的哈，十六章第二十二节。
First Corinthians 16:22。
这里说，若有人不爱主，这人是可诅可咒的。
If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema maranatha, which means to be cursed.
你说圣经怎么会讲这咒诅谁要听？没人要听的话。
Nobody wants to be cursed.
我们来到主的面前，我们只要祝福的话。
If we come to the Lord and we only want blessing,
我们不能够看到主警告的话。
Then we cannot see his words of warning.
我们看到保罗在这里讲了一句非常重的话。
Paul here said something really strong.
他说，如果你不爱主，这是可诅可咒的。
If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema.
换句话说，你不爱主，你在招揽过来的就是咒诅。
If you do not love the Lord, then you will be cursed.
所以啊，第二个大点哈，为什么不我们会不爱主？第一，我们爱世界；第二，我们信耶稣这件事不够，不够真。
So first is we love the reason why we do not love the Lord is because first we love the world, and second is our faith is not genuine.
第三个大点。
And the third.
我们要来谈一谈为什么一个人后来会爱主。
We want to explore why a person turned and then loved the Lord.
或者说我们一个人是如何才会爱主。
Or how can a person love the Lord?
我们读一节圣经哈，我们读一个圣经，罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
其实都是大家蛮熟悉的圣经哈。
These are familiar verses.
罗马书第五章第六节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
我们读到第八节。
Verse 6-8.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死活着有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commend his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
他这里说哈，为好人死，可能有，这个很少。
For a good man, some would die.
对我有恩的人，我为他死，有人做。
So for somebody who has been good to me, I might be willing to die.
但是对于抵挡我的人，我愿意为他死，基本上在地上没有了。
But to die for somebody who's against me, practically nothing like that happened.
但是我们的主，我们生下来都抵挡他，哪一个生下来就是我信主的。
But every one of us, when after we're born, we are enemies of God.
我们都是抵挡，我们生下来一直走人生的路，就是不要他。
We do not want God.
但是主说，我仍然找你。
But the Lord still looked for us.
记得主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候。
Remember when the Lord was hanging on the cross.
下面有人说，你如果是神，下来给我看看，我就信你。
People say,If you come down from the cross, I will believe you.
所以我们有年长的弟兄说，如果我是耶稣，我就下来刮你几个耳光，我再跳上去。
Some our brother said, elder brother said, I will come down and then you know do slash you and then go back up.
但是啊，主耶稣在那时候，在他断气之前，他说赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
But the Lord, before his last breath, he said, Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they've done.
我们今天需要主开我们的眼睛，知道是我们的罪把他钉死的。
May the Lord really open our eyes that we see it's because of our sin that he
我们当日不在那里，但是主，我有份把他钉死的。
It's true, we were not there that day, but we are partakers to his being nailed to the cross.
但主没有记那些我们这个顶撞的事情，他还是来找我们。
But in spite of our being against him, the Lord still come and look for us.
所以第一点，一个人为什么会爱主？因为他有一天突然间发现了主爱我。
So how can a person love the Lord? It is because one day he discovered that the Lord loved him.
你知道我不知道男女孩子怎么样啊？所以可能女孩子，哎呦，这个男生真的爱我，哎，他有反应啊。
So I don't know about ladies. Maybe they realize, oh, this man really loves me, and so they responded.
嗯，这个我们也是要，我们会爱主有，乃至有一天我们发现主真的是爱我。
In the same way, the way we can love the Lord, if we one day find out that, oh yes, the Lord really loves me.
第二个，我们需要经历我们的主。
The second thing is we need to experience our Lord.
我们要爱一个人，我们先要认识他。
If we want to love somebody, we need to know that person.
我们要认识他，我们要应该跟他能够有来往。
If we want to know the person, we need to have relationship with
the person. 如果我们要认识我们的主，这个我们需要跟主有主观的经历。
If we want to know the Lord, we need to have subjective experience with our Lord.
你经历主越多，你就对主就会不自觉的，你就开始爱他。
If you have experienced the Lord, without your knowing, you will start to love him.
我们能够在经历中啊。经历主乃是我们的环境操控在我们的主的手中
and to be able to experience him it is when our circumstances are arranged by the Lord
主用任何的环境使我们能够经历他
he can use all circumstances to let us experience
圣经有个例子有一次耶稣催门徒上船叫他们渡到岸的对面去
one time the Lord forced the disciples to get into the boat and go to the other side of the bank.
主叫他们去了。
Lord tell them to go.
主当然知道起大风暴。
Of course the Lord knows that there's going to be a storm.
到了半夜四更天主耶稣在海面上走过去了。
And then in the middle of the night, the Lord walked on the water.
主借助这个环境给这些门徒们知道我胜过一切的风浪。
And then the Lord, through this circumstance, showed the disciple that he is Lord over the
water. 不止主耶稣能够走在水面上，乃是主也平静这个风浪。
Not only can he walk on in the storm, but he can also
我们人生有许多的风浪。
In our life, we have a lot of storms.
我们需要经历过主耶稣是能够胜过风浪。
We need to experience that the Lord can overcome storms.
我们在各样大小的难处中去学经历它你就会发现我对主的认识增加了
If we can experience the Lord through small and big things then our knowledge of him will increase
我跟我们 Bernice 姊妹说啊，我今天要用她一个例子、
I told Bernice that I will use her as an example today
那她住进一个这不叫 apartment 一个 room 太小了这个两个人住
Bernice, she is in an apartment and the room is so small and it has to fit two people.
然后她又怕火，她要用电煮饭的。
She's afraid of fire, so she wants to cook with electricity.
赶快想个办法搬走。
And want to leave that place.
她也搬走，搬了一个很好的一个 apartment.
And she left that place and moved to a better apartment.
进去之后没多久，发现有老鼠。
And then she found out that there was a mouse there.
给我没问题我就去抓
and you know I went and captured the mouse
但是女生很多都很怕老鼠
but then you know many ladies they're afraid of mouse、
哦、有人告诉我她不怕 ok alright
some don't
anyway 我们很反映着一个我再搬
and then maybe she will react I should move again
但是、哦、这个如果我们再搬了、啊那我们真的这些环境我就学不到任何东西了
but if we could keep on moving on then we cannot learn from the circumstance
一般我们进本尽力该做跟这个 office 讲了哎，来灭鼠
of course we do our best tell the office there that there is such a problem
但是 office 来说找不到洞就走了
But then the people from the office came and they cannot find any hole, so they left.
我们今天对主的认识主做了，你都找不到那主，你自己管理这只老鼠。
So we can tell the Lord, Lord, we cannot find a hole, but Lord, you take control.
你什么都可以管，一只小老鼠管不了吗？
You can control anything. Of course you can control.
主今天要的是我们在任何的难处中告诉他，也安息在主的手中。
Lord wants us to come to him, tell him our problems and rest in him.
所以有一天他就这样跟主祷告。
And so one day she prayed this way to the Lord.
那天晚上老鼠就没来了。
And that night the mouse didn't come.
后来是老鼠跑到他的隔壁房间那个同处的室友房间去。
The mouse went to the other room.
还有他还发现那个老鼠会经过他房子不进来跑另外一边的。
And she also discovered the mouse.
我们只读过旧约有火柱云柱，今天也有了。
We read that in the Old Testament there's.
你不知道那只老鼠看到什么东西？他不进来。
We don't know what the mouse saw, but it just didn't come in.
说有一天，这个就是哎呀，喂老鼠一个多礼拜都没有了。这个今天也不想读圣经，反正很舒很好，今天不读圣经了。
So after a week, you know, everything is going fine, and there's no interest in reading the Bible anymore.
那天晚上老鼠回来他房间。
And then that night the mouse come back.
你说主你在搞，你看这个俗一点的话，你主你在搞什么
？So Lord, what are you doing?
但是啊，你知道我们真的在跟主在问的时候，那主我们知道主要我们认定我们要好好来跟着他。
When we ask this, we really know that the Lord wants us to really follow Him.
后来 office 来真的找到洞，风珠洞，应该是抓了两只老鼠。
And then finally the office came back and they found a hole and they closed up the hole and they found two mice.
所以我们知道神今天用最简单的事来告诉我们 I care about you 主告诉我们他 care 他顾念我们
And so today the Lord will use the smallest of things to let us know that he cares for us
你知道 我差不多一个月有一次开车上 Duluth
month ago I drove to Duluth
Every month I will go one time to Duluth
So every month I have to go to Duluth once
我有一次这个比较久之前哈，这个晚上回来。
So there was one time coming back from Duluth.
我实在不知道，就开车没多久就很想睡觉。
And it was night time, and after driving a while, I really was very sleepy.
我看那个里数表还有110多 miles.
There was still 110 miles.
我说我怎么开回去啊
？And so I thought, how can I go back?
我一边祷告主给我精神。
So on one hand, I was praying for.Strength to drive.
我尽量找到笔啊，手啊，练我到处把我练得很痛。
So I was trying to pinch myself to wake myself up.
没办法，那个眼皮就我就是要闭起来。
But still, I couldn't stand it. I just
我只能够跟主说主啊，那你要保守我开回去。
And so I just kept praying, Lord, you have to keep me, let me drive back home safely.
你知道，突然间我的车的 engine light 亮了。
Now all of a sudden, the engine light light up.
我也醒了。
And then I woke up.
我说什么车子有事
？And I was like, oh, why is the car?
我从来没开过车子 ，engine light. 我当然很老的车友了，这个车没有，怎么会亮的呢
？How can that happen?
你知道我的祷告转了，我说主啊，保守这台车把我载回去。
And then I changed my prayer to may this vehicle be okay to bring me.、Home.
我就一直在数，每减10 miles， 十里我就数数，还有100，还有90，还有80，我就一直在数说数。很快我到家了。
And I was counting every 10 miles. Lord, preserve me, let me get home.
我从来没想过主用了 engine light 把我叫醒。
I can't imagine, but the Lord did use the engine light to wake me up.
我就回家了。
And I was able to get home.
神用很小很小的事，只要你跟他讲。
The Lord, even very very small thing, He will do it as long as you tell Him.
所以第一个，我们要知道神用环境让我们认识他。
So the Lord used circumstances for us to.
我们认识他多，我们自然会慢慢爱他。
And the more we know him, the more we will love him.
我记得 C.T. Studd 啊，斯达德弟兄，他读圣经。
I remember C.T. Studd when he reads the Bible.
我们读圣经，整天说解，到处解释给我听，我们的脑袋就是希望解。 讲很多节给我听。
We like people to give us interpretation of the Bible.
但是实际上，当我们弟兄说，我读圣经，我是找里面主的命令。
But for city stuff, he's different. When he reads the Bible, he's looking for God's commandment.
这个绝对到他只有主的命令。
And he was so single-minded on this that he only wants God's command.
我们今天啊，我们可以退一步来看这件事。
We can look back and look,
take
a step and look on this thing.
我们来看看哈，我们今天能不能有个心智说主啊，我在圣经里面找你的原则。
Can we today have this heart that we want to find your principle in your word?
圣经里面充满了原则。
There's so many principles.
我们是否能够说，我找到一个原则，说主，我愿意抓住这个原则。
That I will hold on to this principle.
你的圣经说，先寻求他的果与他的义，这一切都要加给你。
For example, the Bible says, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
我们只希望 added unto me. Okay, 全部都给我，但是前面有个原则性的，有个条件呢，先寻求他。
We like the latter part of things being added to us, but we do not want the first part of the principle of seeking him.
我想我讲过我们姊妹王雪的一个刚刚信主的一个见证。
I just mentioned Wang Xue's testimony when she first believed.
大概一年半之前，她刚信主没多久，她很希望参加退休会来受浸。
She really wanted to join the retreat to get baptized.
但是五月跟六月机票差300块。
But between May and June, the difference in airline ticket price is 300.
大概1600跟1900的差别。
So it's a difference of 1,900 versus 1,600.
我要不要花那300块呢?
And so she was thinking, would I want to spend that 300?
但是她很想这次能够受浸。
But she really wants to get that.
她后来就服下来说，好吧，多300块就300块，上网买机票。
So she submitted, that's fine, I will be willing to pay 300 more, and she bought the ticket.
当什么都填好，现在要 pay, 按那个键，她就按下去了。
And so she filled up everything and then hit the pay button.
但在她按下去，突然有个 screen 出现。
And then when she hit the button, a screen popped up.
上面说现在减300块，你要不要？
And it says now the price is going to go down.
用1600块来买这个机票，你要不要？
You can purchase it at 1600. Do you want it?
我当然要了。
Of course she wants it.
Yes, 按下去要。
So she pushed yes.
信用卡也过了。
And then the credit card went through.
他就回去再重新排过这个，看现在是不是减价。
And then she went back to check, is it really discounted?
还是1900。
No, the price was still listed at.
只有他按了一下，给他还他300块。
It's because it's only when she hit that button that she got that discount.
我们真的要寻求他，主说我纪念你其他所有的需要。
If we really want to seek the Lord, He will remember all your needs.
圣经里面另外一个原则说，信与不信不能同负一轭。
Another principle is that be not unequally yoked with unbelievers.
一个信主的跟一个不信主的了，不能够在一起的。
A believer and a non-believer cannot come.
因为圣经说二人不能同行，没办法同行的。
Because if you do not, if you are not single-hearted, you cannot walk together.
这个不是说你不需跟不信主的人传福音啊。
It does not mean you should not share the gospel with them.
哇，你就拿理由说 Andrew 讲的，我你不需要传福音，因为信与不信不在一起。
Maybe you'll use this as a rationalization for not preaching gospel.
这里是讲我们同行的话。这个婚姻是同行的哈，说信与不信不能在一起。
We know that marriage is walking together, and so believers and non-believers cannot be together.
我记得我还单身的时候。
So when I was still single,
我在公司里面，这个反正单身的很多。
And in the place where I work, there are a lot of other single people.
这个我是讲中国人哈。
And there are Chinese single people.
这个有一个女孩子整天在我的 cubicle 出现。
There was a lady who always come to the cube to my cube.
那她不信主的。
She is not a believer.
所以我觉得对我们也长得不错的。
And she looks pretty nice too.
这个当然你们想，她信主就好。
Maybe you guys think, oh, if she believes, that would be wonderful.
很可惜她不信。
But too bad she doesn't want to believe.
所以啊，什么都没，里面没什么事情发生。
And so nothing happened.
啊，有机会真的要谈，我跟她谈谈福音哦。
So if I have chance, I just share with her the gospel.
那有时候很麻烦，那她要修车，找我去就要修车；她要去买东西，我载她去买东西。
Sometimes she needs help, and so I have to take her to grocery shopping or help her with her car.
但是后来我发现她结婚。
Then finally, I found out that she got married.
她有先生的。
Oh, she has a husband.
哦，你知道我有多感谢主吗？
I was really thankful.
我找那他先生不要，这个搞不好今天不在。
Might not be around. Something had happened.
是后来我跟他先生认识。
And finally, I also know her husband.
所以我可以跟这两两个人来传福音。
And so I share the gospel with both of them.
但是这个保护我的是什么？我抓住信与不信，绝对没有任何交割。
But what really protected me was my holding on to this
没有妥协的地步的。
There is no place for compromise on this.
那我再讲一个原则，圣经里面说，你给就有给你。
That's another principle. If you give, you will be given.
那我们都不敢给，因为给的就少了嘛。
Maybe we're all afraid to give because when we give,
但是圣经的原则说，你给就给你。
But the Bible said, if you give, you will be given.
你知道，在我家里的学生，在我家里每个礼拜的聚会。
So, you know, the weekly meeting in my house.
你知道最容易坏的是什么东西
？What's the thing that easily broken?
厕所就坏掉了。
I've spoken about this before. It's the toilet.
是吧？那天我跟雪儿在看着这个厕所，我说，哎，要修了。
And so we were looking at this toilet and we said we
其实第一个观念就是想说是不是我们给出问题因为要修要花钱嘛所以这个钱是不是我没有给了所以神今天要花在厕所上面
Well, the thing is, is it because I didn't give the money and so today I have to fix this toilet?
不过想一想还是有继续在给那应该不是这个原因。
And so we think, well, but we're giving, so probably it's not this reason.
那可能就真的是用多会坏嘛，漏水嘛，那就修吧。
So because we use it a lot, of course it will wear away.
把水源关掉。
So I turn off the source, the water source.
大概五天后有人来我们家要用厕所，那好吧，用。
And then 5 days later, somebody had to use, so I turned the water back on.
你知道从那天开始到现在可能有一年半了这个厕所没坏过
and then from that day till now about it's already about 18 months it didn't
我又出去看一看、哎、这个上次漏水这次怎么不漏啊这么久都没漏
and I went and looked you know it was dripping before now it's all good
主给我里面很踏实一个不是因为我没有给而漏水而是说主给我学一点功课主自己修好了
The Lord showed me that it's not because I didn't give, but He showed me that He'll fix it.
所以我提了几件事情，这个哦，还有一个原则哈，圣经里面提到，我们要懂得凡事来依靠他。
There's another principle that we need to depend on Him in everything.
我们该尽我们的本分。
We need to do our part.
主做另外一半。
But He will be responsible for the other half.
这是当我在研究院的时候。
This I learned when I was in grad school.
我有一年以为系上已经给我全年的助学金。
One year I thought that I was already awarded the whole year assistantship.
结果到我放假回来之后才知道没了。
But then after the vacation I realized that I didn't get it.
这个我在主面前诚实告诉主说这是我太过疏忽了
and I went before the Lord and said that I was too casual about this
我以为老系主任给我那封信说一年都有助学金我就一定有
because of the letter that was sent out by the chair about having a scholar assistantship I thought that I'm going to get it
但是这个心里面太随便没有好好仰望主
And so I was too casual and I didn't really go before the Lord on this thing.
系主任说你就每天来我的办公室看我们还会不会开多一班给你教。
And so the chair said, okay, you come every day, see if we will open another class here.
我就跟主说，既然是系主任说的，我就听话，每天去见他。
And so I said to the Lord, since the chair said that, I will go there every day.
你知道去的人啊，都是中国人、韩国人、日本人、印度人。
So there are many people who were there, all Chinese, Korean, Indian, Japanese.
每一天都很熟啊，这些面孔。
So we're all very familiar with each other because every day we're there.
你知道过了两个礼拜，有些人就不去了，反正没有嘛，不去了。
So after 2 weeks, you know, fewer people there.
所以你会发现呢，它这里是短一点，但是还是很多，但是我是每天都去。
So the line becomes shorter, but I still persist.
到了第四个半礼拜，我还在去。
So after 4.5 weeks has passed,
我要等他告诉我是你不用回来了，那我不回来。
I was just gonna wait until they say don't come back anymore. Then I'm gonna stop.
终于在四个半礼拜，我进去，一进门口，他就说 ，Mr. Lee, I'm afraid we don't have anything for you this quarter.
And then after 4.5 weeks, when I got into the door, they said, I'm afraid we don't have anything for you.
我那时候想，门都没踏进去就走，那个不像嘛，所以还是把门关起来，不知道讲什么了，反正把门关起来站在那里。
So because I just stepped in, I felt I should go in, and so I went in and closed the door.
他重复问同样的问题，讲同样的，就是这个，我反正听第二次嘛，我说好吧。
And then the person still say repeat the same thing, and I said okay.
我说主你说话了，那我看主你怎么养我了。
And I said, Lord, you have spoken, so I'm just gonna see how you're gonna.
就在我开门要走。
And then before I opened the door going to go back, the phone rang.
那系主任说 ，Excuse me， 他就接电话。
And then the chairman said, Excuse me, and he picked up the phone.
那个电话是一个老的，另外一个教授打来的，现在正需要一个一个助教。
A professor called him and said.I need a teaching assistant.
他就把电话说 ，Mr. Lee, do you want to take it?
And then he said, Mr. Lee, do you want to take it?
我说 yes.
And of course I said yes.
那一般另外一个助教是我们一个弟兄，所以啊也非常熟。
And the other assistant was a brother whom I was very familiar with.
他开两班，另外一班那个助教是我的室友。
And then there was another class.The assistant was my roommate.
我说主，怎么这么？那如果我们讲很巧嘛，对不对
？Maybe we say, oh, what a coincidence.
但是我们知道是主预备的。
But no, we know that it is the Lord's provision.
这么多人排队，为什么只有我进去的时候电话才响
？There are many people lining up. Why is the phone rang when I went in?
弟兄姊妹，当你越过越经历主在各样事上的预备的时候。
When you experience the Lord's provision in everything,
你在平常的生活中，你因着这个经历，你就遇见这位神。
It is because of this experience that you have met the Lord.
当你遇见他越多
，and if you meet him more,
meet him more, if you see him more,
if you see him more,
你会爱他又多一点。
Then you will love him more.
你再跟他碰面多几次
，and if you see him more.
你就爱他更多。
Then you will love him more.
第三点啊，我们翻到路加福音第七章。
And the third point, let's turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章47节。
Luke chapter 7:7.
47. 第路加福音第七章47节。
Luke 7:47.
主耶稣在也说哈，所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。
Therefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little.
你知道，我们如果发现原来这么多罪。主在我身上都赦免了，你就会爱，主的心就多了。
When we see that all the sins, how much they are, the Lord has forgiven, then we will love Him more.
我们一方面需要主开我们眼睛，知道我的罪有多少。
We need the Lord to open our eyes to see how much we have sinned.
但是我们也自己知道说我们真的一直在犯罪。
And we know that we are still continuing to sin.
但是主啊，你还是乐意赦免我的罪。
But the Lord still forgives.
有时候主赦免我们的罪，但是那个结果一直在哪里没离开。
Sometimes the Lord forgives, but the consequence is there.
我们就会跟主说，主啊，求你怜悯我，可否缩短你的手，让这件事能够有一天赶快离开。
And then we can pray to the Lord that Lord, may your hand be on this, that it will shorten the time, and that this thing will go.
当主的手真的挪开的时候，你心中充满了感谢。
And when the Lord moves this thing away, you will really thank him.
所以诗歌里面有一首有一节哈，这个五百三十二首里面有一句话，他说是神的怜悯与神的审判集成我们一生的连带。
That's why in the hymn it says, with mercy and with judgment, my web of time he wove.
我们一生面对主的怜悯，也有主的审判。
We, in our life, we will see his mercy and also his judgment.
在这些事上你发现了，本来我这个结果要受很多的，但是主因着你的怜悯，你缩短那个时间。
At first, we have to bear this for a long time. But because of his mercy, he shortens it.
Okay, 第四个大点，什么叫做爱主？
The fourth point, what is loving the Lord?
那我不读这些圣经哈，在更多后书里面说哈，你这个不管是身内身外 ，OK， 活着还是死哈，我定了旨意要讨主的喜悦。
In 2 Corinthians, it says, whether it's in me or outside of me, I have purpose that I want to please you.
So, 第一个，怎么样的爱主，乃是你要讨他的喜悦。
So, how do we love him? It is to please him.
两个人相爱，怎么都是想讨对方的喜悦，那才叫相爱。
So, if you love each other, you will want to please each other.
So, 我们今天什么叫爱主呢？我要讨爱我的主的喜悦。
So if we love the Lord, then we want to please our Lord.
第二个，乃是主说，有了我的命令又遵守，这人是爱我。
And then the second is the Lord said, if you obey my commandment, then you love me.
我们如果退一步来讲说，我抓住，我愿意抓住主的原则，这个抓住，乃是我们就是因为我们爱主。
If we take a step back and we say, we want to hang on to his principle, and then we love the Lord.
第三个。
And then the third one.
我们愿意过信心的生活。
We want to live by faith.
你知道，当我们过信心的生活，我们就，因为我都仰望主一切的供应。
If we live by faith, we commit to the Lord all our needs.
我们如此，我们就爱我们的主。
And then we will love him.
第五个，爱主有什么好处？
And then number five, what's the good thing about loving the Lord?
这几节我要跟大家看的，我们翻到约翰福音第十四章。
John 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John 14.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
我刚刚读了前面那一个哈，有了我命令就遵守，这人是爱我的。我现在读下面这个，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Says he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
主说哈，如果这个你爱我的话，我爱你，我的父亲也爱你。
The Lord said, if you love me, I will love you, and my Father will also love you.
哦，你知道有一个愿意一直爱我的，那多好。
Oh, what, how blessed it is to have.
我们人在地上已经找不到有一个真的这样的爱了。
On this earth, it is hard to find some who really love us.
但主说，我爱你，我的父也爱你。
But the Lord says here, I love you, and my Father.
不止这样，后面说我要向他显现。
And then it says, I will manifest myself.
我们为什么常常觉得主你好遥远？
Sometimes we feel, oh, how come?
我们对着主要启示给我们东西，我们好像都看不见。
You want to reveal to us, and we cannot.
因为我们在爱主的事情上，这个可能出了问题。
It's because The problem lies in our loving
the Lord. 这里说我们如果爱他的话，主要向我们显现他。
Here it says, I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
翻到哥林多前书第二章。
And then let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9.
他这里说哈，第九节，二章九节，他说：“如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想过的。”
But it is written, "I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God had prepared for them that love Him."
换句话说哈，如果你爱主，主要为着你成就一些事，你没想过。
If you love the Lord is going to do things that you cannot even imagine.
我跟你们唱过一首短诗。
I sang a short chorus with you.
他说你的头发这个已经被神数算。
It says for your hairs of your head are numbered.
他说你的重担主已经替你担。
And your burdens the Lord bear them for you.
你不要为将来的事情去打算。
You should not worry what's ahead of you.
主内有真平安。
In Christ, there is true peace.
很短的一个诗。
This is a very short course.
乃是给我们知道说，我们真的交给他，你要经历你没看过的。
But it wants to tell us that if you truly commit to him, you will experience.
有时候主会没有照你所要的时间成就。
Maybe the Lord do not fulfill it within the time you want.
乃是神要你认识他更深的一件事情。
But the Lord wants you to know him in a deeper way.
你知道拉撒路病得要死的时候，他姐姐去找耶稣，耶稣在当地等多两天才过来。
Remember Lazarus when he was really sick? The Lord even waited for 2 days more before coming.
等到主耶稣启程过去拉撒路，到了时候拉撒路死4天。
And when the Lord arrived, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days.
在我们人的感觉里面，主啊，你怎么这么晚才来呢？
For us people, we think, oh, how come the Lord, you come so late?
你现在来太晚了。
You are already late, Lord.
但主耶稣说，因着这件事，你要看到你没看过的事。
But the Lord said, through this thing, you're going to see something you've never seen before.
他说我就是复活，我就是生命。
I'm the resurrection and I'm the life.
好的，拉撒路说，拉撒路出来。
And said, Lazarus, come out.
拉撒路就出来了。
And Lazarus came out.
他姐姐们就看见，我虽然我弟弟死了，主耶稣晚到了，但是我今天认识到，我的主是能够叫死人复活的主。
And then the sisters realized, yes, my brother was dead, now he's alive, and now I know the Lord in a deeper way.
你知道我们季风啊，这个他要找他的博士后的工作。
Our brother Ji Feng, when he was looking for his postdoctoral position,
很多人都知道，
many people know about
this. 本来所有人都说要去做个 intern, 你才容易找到博士后的工作。
Many said that you need to be an intern first before you can do a postdoc.
他找到一个工作，我忘记了，在东岸 somewhere, 这个要去工作。
He found an internship, but it's in the East Coast.
我们里面感觉哈，你既然结婚了，夫妻不应该分开。
And we felt that because he's already married, it's not good for them to be.
这个原则上是有问题的，所以应该就不要去了。
So this has a problem in principle, so he should not go.
但是如果你不去，以后找这个博士后怎么找？
But it seemed like if he didn't go, how can he find a postdoc?
每一个人的履历表都有这个经验，你就是空白的。
Every applicant would have this kind of experience except him.
但是我们知道我们弟兄的故事哈。
But we know his story.
他没有什么都没递上去，他自己老板来找他。
He didn't even put in the application, but his advisor came and looked for him.
他老板说，我手上有30多份这个博士生来申请博士后的工作。
His advisor said, I have 30 or so applications for this postdoctoral position.
但是我觉得你比他们都好。
But I feel you're better than them.
你肯不肯留下来替我做？
Are you willing to stay and work for me?
通常没有自己老板找自己学生的。
It is very rare that the advisor will take his own student as postdoc.
是这样预备的。
But this is how God provides.
都没想到可行的事。
You cannot even imagine this thing.
第三个，我们读一读罗马书第八章。
Then let's read Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第二十八节。
Romans chapter 8:28.
哦，大家都会背的一段圣经。
This is a verse that many of us can memorize.
他说：“我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。”
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
记得这里有没有？万事是对那些爱主的人才是益处。
And this talks about all things, but it's only for people who love God.
你不爱主，这个叫做难处。
If you do not love God, this all turns into difficulty.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天啊，劝弟兄姊妹要把自己奉献给主。
Today, we encourage brothers and sisters to consecrate yourself to the Lord.
乃是把你心中的主权交给他。
It is to give your right to the Lord.
这个让主在你里面掌权 ，reign within your heart.
That the Lord will reign within your heart.
我们说主，你可以自由的工作在我身上。
That the Lord can freely work in you.
因为我知道任何的环境是与我有益的。
Because I know every circumstance is for my good.
一切的难处临到，我愿意服在你大能的手下。
And whatever difficulty comes to me, I'm willing to submit myself.
说圣经有一句话说，离在摇匠的手怎么样？你们在神的手中也要怎么样？
So how the clay is in the potter's hand, the same with you in the hand of the Lord.
我今天带了两块石头。
I brought two pieces of rock here today.
这一块是在 Lake Superior 拿的。
One is from Lake Superior.
你知道没有人，这块是在我后院拿。
The other is from my backyard.
你知道这块怎么会这么圆吗？
Do you know why this is so round?
你知道这怎么这么滑吗？
And so smooth.
这都是我孩子捡回来的。
And my kids brought this home.
我们知道这个东西之所以能够这么滑，这么舒服，大家都要。
We know this is so smooth. Everybody wants that.
因为它经过好多的风雨击打，风浪的击打。
And the reason why it's smooth is because it's been through all the waves.
一个石头没经过任何击打，它是粗糙的。
But the other rock without having through storm and waves is
very rough. 许多的角
rough.
非常 rough. 非常 rugged.
A lot of pointed and then also very rough.
我们主今天哈，你像人都喜欢滑的。
People like smooth.
所以我从来没在家里怎么找都找不到 Lake Superior 里面这 rough 的石头，我都是拿回来好的。
Of course, I only bring the smooth one from Lake Superior.
我们今天哈，神做同样的工作。
The Lord is doing the same thing today.
神，我们如果要成为一个滑的石头，
if we like to be a smooth rock,
我们就需要主多次的击打。
Then we need the Lord to deal with us.
击打还不是 deal， 这个真的打下去，对 ，striking， 这个我们是会怕痛的。
Maybe we're afraid of pain.
但是你要知道，这个击打乃是有它更高的目的，乃是让我们许多零零角角被主对付掉。
But then there is a higher purpose. It is to take away all the sharp.
这个不是一两次的，这个是长时的磨。
This is not just once or twice, but it is a long-term smoothing.
所以我们的主在我们身上，如果我们愿意。主就要在我们身上做成一个圆滑的石头，
so、
把我们做成一个圆滑的石头。
So if we're willing, the Lord will make us into a smooth rock.
但是我们不愿意成为这样子的那一天，这样子去见我们的主。
We do not want to be the rough one, when we meet the Lord.
我讲多一个这个一个竹子的故事。
I'm gonna talk about
bamboo stick.
Bamboo. Oh, story of a bamboo.
你知道竹子非常漂亮的那个枝子啊，哇，绿色，非常漂亮。
So bamboo is very beautiful.
有一天，他想要报答他的主人，他主人说：“你要我报答，可以，我第一件事要把你砍下来。”
And then one day, he wants to pay back his master, and the master said, "The first thing is I have to cut you down."
我在园中，我是最高的、最漂亮，你打下来，我还有什么用呢？
And he said, I'm the most beautiful here in the garden. If you cut me down, what use will I be?
主人对这个竹子说，不砍你下来，我没法用。
And the master said, unless I cut you down, I cannot use you.
因着主的爱，他愿意被砍下来。
So So for the love of the Lord, he was cut down.
他躺在哪里？他觉得已经真的很糟糕了。
So he was laying down there as if in a terrible situation.
过了几天，这个主人又来了，他说你要给我用吗？
And then a few days passed, the master said, do you want me to use you?
他说我愿意。
And he said, I'm willing.
主人说我要把你叶子全部弄掉。
And the master said, I'm going to take away all your leaves.
他就大哭了，他说我剩下的只有叶子，你再把叶子拿走，我光秃秃什么都没了。
And he said, all I have left is our leaves. Now you're going to take those away too. What's going to happen to me?
但是他挣扎考虑过，他还是愿意让主人把他叶子砍掉，因为他知道主人爱他。
But then he said, yes, he's still going to be willing because he knows the master loves him.
后来主人又回来了，他说，如果你要我用你，你要给我用的话，我要把你里面打通，每一节都打通。
And then the master come again and said, if you want me to use you, I'm going to empty each and every part of you.
这个主子说，主人啊，那非常痛，你怎么可以做这个事呢？
And then the bamboo said, how can you do such a thing? It's so painful.
但是主人说，你已经受过前面这个苦，如果你再不给我打通，我只有把你丢在这里，没法用的。
And then the master said, you have already endured some pain in the past. If you don't want to continue with this, I can only throw you by the side and not use you.
他后来因着主的爱，他愿意回报，让主人打通。
And then because of the love of the Lord, he was willing to let the Lord empty him.
因着这个打通，他就成为那个流通的管子。
And from this emptying, he become a channel that things can go through him.
一边这个水源，一边灌溉田地。
So the water can go through him to irrigate the field.
我们今天啊，这水源是我们的主，我们能够成为这个器皿，能够灌溉神的家。
Today the source of the water is the Lord, and we can be the vessel that the water can pass through to irrigate others.
我上次跟大家交通到。我们在主面前怎么选择
？Last time I share with you, how do we choose? How do we make a choice before the Lord?
圣经说敬畏耶和华的，神就告诉他怎么选择。
And the Bible tells us that if you honor the Lord, He will tell you.
所以我们要好好学习做一个敬畏主的人。
So we need to be one who really honors the Lord.
Fear the Lord.
And fear the Lord.
你敬畏主，你把神当神。
If you fear the Lord, you treat God as God.
你把神的话当话。
And you treat His word as word.
你怕我自己会错。
You are afraid that you will be wrong.
那小的事情可能还不称重要。
Maybe little things you feel they're not important.
大的事情选择错，可能一生后悔。
But if you choose wrong on big things, then you will regret your whole life.
我们求主帮助我们。真的蒙恩得救了，我们选择主生命的路。
If we have really been saved, let us choose the way of life.
我们不要选知识理性的路。
Let us not choose the way of knowledge.
我们能够跟主说，离了你，我什么都没办法做决定的。
We need to tell the Lord, without you, we cannot decide on anything.
我们就在生命中能够碰见这位活的主。
Only in life will we meet the living God.
我们弟兄也交通了。让我们在每一件事上让主开始。
Our brother also shared that we need to let the Lord to begin each thing.
属灵的事、属地的事都让主开始。
Whether it's spiritual things or earthly things, we need to let the Lord.
我们的生活、我们的侍奉让主开始。
Our life, our daily life, and our service.Let the Lord begin.
你知道什么叫做让主开始吗
？What does it mean to let the Lord
begin? 你让主开始，主负责。
To let the Lord begin is to let Him be.
你自己开始，你负责。
If you begin yourself, then you are responsible.
你知道，如果我们自己开始的东西
，The things that we begin ourselves.
你知道，第一个主不喜悦。
We know first thing is the Lord is not happy with it.
搞不好我们做了许多。主都不算数。
And even if we do a lot, they're not counted by the Lord.
也有可能我们最后遇到很多的难处。
Or we will encounter difficulties in the end.
所以我们求主在各样的环境中来吸引我们。
So may the Lord really draw us with everything.
我们定义要来经历我们这位主。
That we are determined to experience him.
我们真的愿意经历他，他让你经历。
And that if we really want to experience him, he will let us.
当你愿意守住他，抓住他的原则来经历的话，你会发现主是可爱的。
If we hold on to his principle to experience him, we will see that the Lord is lovely.
真的看见他可爱又爱你，你自然会爱他。
When we see the loveliness of our Lord and how he loves us, we will naturally love him.
我们遇见主越多。
The more we see him,
我们会经历许多是眼睛没看过的。
The more we will experience things that we, our eyes have never seen before.
耳朵没听过。
Or our ears have not heard before.
心里面没想过。
And what our heart have never contemplated.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在这里我们彼此的勉励。
That we encourage each other here.
在主面前做一个爱他。
And we be one who truly love the Lord.
在这一生里面好好跟随他。
And that in this life, we will follow him well.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们再一次来到你的面前。
Lord, once again, we come before you.
主，我们承认我们有许多的软弱。
We admit that we are full of weakness.
主，我们何等的需要。
And so we are so needy of you.
但是主，我们感谢你，你还是用你不变的爱来爱我们。
Lord, we thank you because you love us with unchanging love.
还是这个许多的环境在对我们说话。
You use so many circumstances to speak to us.
说给我们有个心智，真的要讨你的喜悦。
That Lord, we have this true desire to please you.
我们愿意在小的事情上面抓住你的原则来经历。
That in the smallest of things, we will hold on to your principle.
说我们感谢你，你说寻找的就能够寻见。
We thank you, Lord, because you said, for those who seek, they shall find.
那些叩门的，你就为他开门。
Knock, and it shall be open.
所以主啊，我们在这里，我们要叩你这个门。
So Lord, we want to knock on your door.
使我们能够不断的越过的。的确经历看见你是那位又真又活的神。
That continually without end we will see you're the living God.
所以我们才会起来来爱你。
And then we will rise up to love you.
谢谢主还给我们机会。
Thank you Lord and you give us this chance.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look to your mercy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.